ASDAB workers protest against worse contract. Elaine Brunskill, Northern Region Socialist Party Secretary. ASDAB workers are being threatened with the sack if they refuse to sign a new contract which will worsen their terms and conditions. To highlight this pernicious contract, ASDAB workers belonging to the GMB trade union held a protest outside the company's South Shield store on the 5th of September. This was one of 15 union protests against the imposition by ASDAB of the notorious Contract 6. 150 MPs had demanded ASDAB rescind the new contract. One of the protesters explained how ASDAB had used a divide and rule tactic. In 2017, they told workers that Contract 6 was voluntary. Some workers signed up as it included an extra £1 an hour more on their wages. However, within months, it was worth less than this as the government increased the minimum wage. Earlier this year, ASDAB decided they wanted all their workers on the contract by November. Any implementation of Contract 6 will be a massive blow to these workers. It would give ASDAB the right to give 4 weeks' notice that hours or departments can be changed. No time and a half for working bank holidays. Night shift workers would lose 3 hours of premium rate pay, which would leave these workers up to £50 worse off over a 4 week period. ASDAB wants all this extra flexibility from workers for just £9 an hour, which is only 79p more than the minimum wage. Clearly the protesters were getting support, both from shoppers and other ASDAB workers. Ultimately, if ASDAB gets away with this contract, it'll come back for more. One of the workers commented that she feared that sick pay would be the next of their conditions under attack. To fight these attacks, workers will need to show they are prepared to take strike action to defend their pay and conditions. And with only 3 months to go before ASDAB imposes the contract, the GMB trade union leaders must urgently organize an industrial action ballot